This is KVAK's Brandon Leonard Roberts. The Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation will be here in Valdez hosting a quarterly board meeting and celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Alaska Permanent Fund this Tuesday and Wednesday at the Valdez Civic Center. Joining us here today is Mr. Devin Mitchell, Executive Director and CEO of the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation. Thank you so much for joining us here at KVAK Studios. Devin, how are you doing today?
I'm great, and thanks for giving us the opportunity. It's really important for Alaskans to be aware of the Permanent Fund and the corporation and the work it does, investing the Permanent Fund for the benefit of all of us. So it's great to have the opportunity.
Now, before we jump into the meeting information, I do want to ask a couple questions. So for folks who may not know, can you tell us a little bit about the history of the Alaska Permanent Fund and the corporation that you represent that manages this fund?
Sure. So the Permanent Fund was created by a constitutional amendment back in 1976. That's the 50-year anniversary. And it was created solely for the purpose of saving money. There wasn't any purpose behind that savings. It was just that we were going to save a portion of the royalty revenue that the state was going to be paid from the development of oil on North Slope. And the Permanent Fund Corporation was created 4 years later in 1980 for purposes of managing that money. Originally, it was just invested by Treasury Division and the Department of Revenue. And so we've not hit our corporate 50-year anniversary yet, but are hard at work ensuring that, the Permanent Fund's going to be there for the next 50 years.
The APFC is valued at $89.3 billion as of April 30th. Can you speak about how the APFC receives funds from oil revenues?
Sure. So the constitutional amendment is still in effect, and it mandates that 25% of royalty revenue will flow into the Permanent Fund. And then by statute, an additional 25% flows into the Permanent Fund from fields developed after 1978. Oil fields. And so that amounts to differing amounts depending upon the price of oil. Right now, this fiscal year with the relatively high price of oil in the latter half of the fiscal year, we'll probably have a deposit around $500 million from royalty revenue. And so as a percentage of the fund, a relatively small amount. And when you consider the payouts the fund is making at this point, which for the current fiscal year was $3.8 billion. We're a net payer to the state of Alaska at this point, but still contributing a portion of current year revenues to that savings account.
That is very interesting. And so the APFC is hosting a quarterly board meeting here in Valdez this Tuesday and Wednesday. What can folks learn by attending this event?
It gives the opportunity of the local residents to witness is the process that the board goes through and the staff goes through in reporting the results of the fund, the corporation's efforts to invest the fund, as well as with this upcoming meeting, the future investment of the fund. And so asset allocation, the portfolio construction is going to be discussed and set for the coming year at this meeting. And that's actually one of the more important meeting actions for the year. That right now we have 8 asset classes that vary from 1% of the permanent fund with tactical opportunities, which a CIO directed asset class directed to find special opportunities where there's dislocations in markets or special opportunities that are recognized as a result of something that's going on in the market at a particular time, up to our largest asset class, which is public equity, 32% of the portfolio. And so that process will dictate how we invest the money over the coming year and years past that. And so it's particularly interesting to hear that discussion and be informed on how the asset classes are being distributed, why the portfolio is constructed the way it is, why we're taking risk and how we're taking risk in a thoughtful way, and in all of that to maximize return with that risk adjustment in mind.
And the meeting is open to public testimony at the end of each meeting, Tuesday and Wednesday. What type of public testimony are you looking for at these meetings?
I think anything that people are interested in conveying to the board of trustees or staff of the corporation. And so the types of comments that we usually get vary from sometimes, in my mind, a little misdirected, but related to the permanent fund dividend, because the corporation and the board don't determine how big or small the permanent fund dividend is going to be.
Right.
We just invest the money so it's possible to have earnings and a permanent fund dividend. But that, it can vary from that to concerns about how money's being deployed with, like, are we deploying in fossil fuels? And is that something that is in line with a certain philosophy on how the world should be progressing? So there's a variety, everything from social issues to financial issues to issues that are, it's really just a platform to give a comment where it doesn't really relate to the business before us, but gives you an audience to hear your concerns. I think the biggest thing is it's something, the permanent fund and the work of the corporation is something that every state resident should have at least a basic awareness of, and the vast majority really don't. And it is incumbent as residents of the state to just be aware. Similarly to if you had a retirement account, you should be generally aware of how it's being invested and why, and who could take money out of it if they wanted to. And an example that I use sometimes is if you think about what's protected in the permanent fund, the principal of the permanent fund that's protected by the Constitution is around $60 billion. You just said that there's $89 billion invested. So you can do the math, what's protected and what's not protected by the Constitution. And it's not clear that you could necessarily spend all of the difference, the $29 billion, but you certainly could spend a portion of that money with a simple 51% of the legislature deciding it was a good idea. 21 and 11 of the two houses and the governor signing the appropriation, and you could spend large portions of money that I think most Alaskans believe isn't the case. Mm-hmm. So it's things like that that the general public certainly should be aware of, that there's some nuances and there's some issues that are out there. Another one is that the permanent fund has a statutory framework that provides that only realized income will be available for distribution to the state. And so we have these private markets investments at this point that have large unrealized gain components to them in what are otherwise illiquid asset classes. You can't easily, in illiquid means we can't easily sell them. They're long-lived, not easy to sell assets. And so you're not able to spend those earnings, even though from an accounting perspective, they came in and they're part of your financial statements. And that mismatch is something that people should, again, just be able to generally describe and be aware of and acknowledge that there could be situations where you might want to consider modifying the framework so that you could ensure that with modern investing in a total return portfolio, you're still able to provide for the needs of your state. So it is the permanent fund's importance to the state of Alaska can't be understated. It isn't going to work out that way, but at one point it was projected at 66% of the state's unrestricted general fund revenue for the year, and it's not going to be that high because of the high price of oil, but still over half of the state's unrestricted general fund revenue is coming from the permanent fund, and everybody should be interested in how their schools are paid for, police are paid for, transportation's paid for. They get a permanent fund dividend, and it shouldn't be ignored.
Well, it sounds like there's going to be a lot of really interesting information for people to learn at this meeting. And again, this meeting will be Tuesday, May 26th, 8:30 to 4:30 p.m., and Wednesday, the 27th, from 8:30 to 12:30 p.m. Thank you so much for joining us today here at KVAK Studios.
Definitely. Thank you for having me again.
Join the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation's Board of Trustees for their quarterly board meeting being held at the Valdez Civic Center this Tuesday from 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. and Wednesday from 8:30 to 12:30 p.m. The community of Valdez is invited to learn more about the $86 billion Alaska Permanent Fund, including how it's managed and invested across public and private markets, how it's performing, and its role in Alaska's financial future. There will be time for public testimony at the beginning and end of each meeting. The Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation is celebrating the 50th anniversary year of the Alaska Permanent Fund and wants to connect with the community of Valdez and celebrate its historic connection to the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. Once again, that meeting is being held at the Valdez Civic Center this Tuesday, 8:30 to 4:30 p.m., and Wednesday, 8:30 to 12:30 p.m. For more information, please visit apfc.org.